Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
That was the play that knocked Drake May out of the game. One of many runs he had in that first quarter. They were all positive, including the touchdown. But then that one, here comes Sherwood right over the top. And got him in the back of the head there. We were talking about concussions, the concussion protocol, how long we may see him out. If he'll play this weekend even, I think that's certainly on the table. It's hard to really know anything, but we'll continue discussing it because we got a show to do today. So 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's go.
Why are you giving out the phone number? You don't take calls.
I'm taking them right now. Ken is in the car with a thought on the concussion protocol. Go ahead, Ken.
Hi, how are you guys? I have experienced firsthand what the NFL is doing with concussions. I have a friend and high school teammate drafted by the San Diego Chargers in 1971, went to Syracuse. And he has just been put into a dementia unit. I've watched him progress little by little, worse by worse. And now he's at the point where he can't take care of himself. So I recently drilled down to see what the NFL is doing for people like him. And there's a plan called the 88 plan. It was named after John Mackey, who wore 88. And Bruce Laird was one of the people behind it to get it going. And he played for the Colts for years. And I'm assuming he played him and Mackey. Laird's from Scituate, Ray White's from Weymouth. So this plan, if you have either dementia as an NFL player, Alzheimer's, ALS, or Parkinson's, they will give you up to $100,000 a year for your custodial fee, wherever if you put into a unit or whatever, wherever you end up. Mm-hmm. And I just find that the amazing thing about this is his father went through the same thing. His father had dementia, and he didn't play a lot of contact sports. He played in high school, and Ray played like almost 7 years in the NFL. But, but I know more people that have dementia. I mean, they don't even recognize, they don't even say CTE in this custodial thing. They just say, you know, Parkinson's, ALS, Alzheimer's, and dementia. But it's kind of funny because I think a lot of times it's more hereditary.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Thank you for the call.
Absolutely.
And I think that I understand the point you're making. This guy was drafted in 71. I mean, you know, I'm sure playing middle linebacker and getting hit to the head, it's later on in life. This is a tale as old as time. I mean, we know this about all sorts of old football players. They have trouble moving around. Alzheimer's is a little tricky because you don't know if someone had Alzheimer's until after they're dead. You know, like it's one of those things. Dementia, though, is something that a lot of people who never played any contact sports whatsoever end up with when they reach a certain age.
Yeah, that happens. I mean, so, I don't want to be insensitive,
right,
but the guy was drafted in 71, so he's in his 70s, right?
Yeah, I figured out who he was talking about. He was born in 1949, and, you know, that's a...
My mother had never played a lick of football, and she has brain issues.
Right.
Like, so, I mean, I think the... And I don't want to...
And the NFL's doing things for these people, which
right,
I think is...
Which is great.
Good thing,
they
right?
have a lot of money coming in, and then I do think sometimes they try to do the right thing. They don't always do the right thing. That's why they got in trouble in the first place.
Right.
Is because they were trying to avoid doing the right thing for a long period of time and kind of keep the cash cow rolling without admitting to some of the issues. But I mean, this is a much bigger topic than we need to get into on a Patriots Monday.
Jules is in Maine. He has a thought.
But thanks for the call.
Something similar. Go ahead, Jules.
I like stories. Hey, that was a good interview, guys. Hey, I just want to bring up something that kind of hit me yesterday. Yes, this concussion protocol is wonderful. We'll put them in a tent, and then we'll say they can't play the rest of the day.
Yep.
And then they got to wait 1 or 2 weeks. What's going to happen when their star players, 2 weeks away from the playoffs, that all of a sudden took a hit like yesterday? And they want to go back and play. I know he took bigger hits in high school, but the NFL could say, oh, no, the protocol. You don't think the wise guys in Vegas are going to jump on that? I mean, that's going to affect. I mean, when I started gambling, you could get. Well, I'm going to tell a story now. You could only bet on the score with parlays, or you could play an over and under.
Mm-hmm.
And if then they came out with the rule that the NFL had to have a injury report.
Yes, right. Thank you. Jules, thanks for the call. We know the history of injury reports.
Are you regretting calls?
A little bit, yeah. But I'd say that in general here, that is something that's going to factor in. That's the reason why they had that. Because the wise guys all had inside info from the teams and their friends or coaches or whatever about who was injured and who wasn't and who was going to play and who wasn't going to play. So they got the lines ahead of time and they knew what was going to happen. And that's all gone now because they have to put out an injury report every day. You know, there's an injury report every day after practice and they have to tell you who's injured. And that's now part of the entire thing. And it's all because of gambling. We know that. It's the same reason why Musburger used to tell you what the weather was like when he'd come in from the, you know, when he'd come in from the studio there. It's your live look right now here at this stadium.
Right.
It's to tell you what the weather is. You know, it's all for gambling. We know that. That's old news.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah.
I thought he was going down a different road of if Drake May, if this was the week before the Super Bowl, would they have kept Drake May out? Or like if Patrick Mahomes was dinged sliding in the Super Bowl. Are they really taking Patrick Mahomes out? And the Observer, I mean, we dealt with this here. Remember the Julian Edelman Seattle Super Bowl?
100%. He was knocked out, yeah.
Knocked and kept playing. And then there were these reports / discussions that post-game he was making comments like, I'm glad we beat the Rams, and
yep.
Like he didn't even know who they played. So there is still some gray area. And honestly, I don't know that that's a bad thing. It's like the Tua discussion. If
Tua wants to play,
if Patrick Mahomes wants to play, who's to tell him they can't?
Well, you can put a guardrail in, like the protocol, and say that this is, we're not going to let you go right back out there. You know, we're going to at least try and let you recover a little bit before we send you back out on the field, whether you want to play or not. That's a guardrail.
They're adults, right?
Right, but it is a guardrail. You can install guardrails.
Like, you know, an alcoholic can go to a bar and buy a drink, or like people that are, you know, or buy cigarettes. Somebody who already has lung cancer can go to a store and buy cigarettes, correct?
Sure.
Like, they're an adult.
Someone who got a DUI can't, you know? Like, right? You know, so it's
right.
There's different things.
But I'm just, like, if he wants to risk it, you know, there is some personal accountability there and freedom,
yep,
quite honestly. And then you take into account his team. And now you can talk about pressures and is a coach going to pressure him to go play? Now, that's a separate scenario. But I think most of these guys, if you said you're in the Super Bowl, it's the third quarter, you just got hit in the head, you're exhibiting some signs of a concussion. Would you rather finish the game and deal with it later or leave the game? I'm going to say more than 50% would go back in the game.
Yeah, and the team will cover up for him.
Right.
And the spotters will look the other way. I mean, that's just what will happen.
And that may be toxic masculinity. I don't know if it falls under that. Like, what's his name? Didn't Ronnie Lott cut the pinky off? And, like, these
various
things.
Allegedly, yes, right, yeah.
Like, that's just the reality of...
Yeah, it's a little amputation, no big deal.
Right, that's just the reality. It matters to these guys, and when you get caught up in that world, that's how you think.
Yep. Matt is in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey,
what's up, Matt?
So I know you guys do some interviews on Monday here, but here Jonathan Jones comes in. He does a fantastic interview every week. Talk about an undrafted guy. He comes to the Patriots. Great Patriot, great career. Everyone remembers what in 2018, that AFC Championship game when he had Tyreek Hill on lock. So shout out 31. He's a great player. I really like Jonathan Jones and listen to his interviews. I like him even more.
Cool.
So on the Patriots currently. And just one more thing. It was great when Belichick said in the Manning cast about the Jets owner, ready, fire, aim.
Yep.
That was a great burn on him because they really smell, and it is great to beat them yesterday. But we have our own problems, especially the wide receivers is why I called. You know, this might be a whole rework next year. I mean, I think Polk will get better, but I don't think there's much use for any of these other guys. I mean, Booty might be a three or four guy, but you just look at the Jets receivers now. They have Devontae. You know, they got good wide receivers, and they're still banged up. So this could be we need to get a free agent, big money free agent in the offseason, and start nailing draft picks.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, listen, that's the dream, that's the hope. This first draft outside of Drake May doesn't look like much. It doesn't look like you really got all that much.
It doesn't matter.
It does a little bit if you're talking about building a roster. If you're building a roster, which I feel like you didn't really have much of one coming into this year, if you're trying to build up the roster, then yes, these early drafts do matter, I think. What about Layden Robinson?
He might play.
He might. He didn't play yesterday. He might play. We'll see. We'll see if any of these guys might
play. Jalen Polk is hurt. He wasn't benched.
Oh, yeah. Jalen Polk's been awesome this year.
No, I said he was hurt.
I know.
He wasn't benched.
I'm just saying. It doesn't look like you got much there with him either. Does it?
Drake May.
Listen, that in terms of when you go back looking over the drafts, you could say, hey, that was the Drake May draft. Doesn't matter what else you did. But this isn't that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Kind of team. This isn't the kind of team where Drake May's coming on. There's all these building blocks and pillars in place
like
to go forward. Like the Jets, fine. I mean, the Jets are run by a 40-year-old who's destroyed his brain with ayahuasca. You know, like that can't count to 40 anymore or whatever the play clock is. Like that's a different thing. What this team is, and they're both 2-6, so you're right about that. But this was a roster coming in here that you looked at and thought, okay, you're going to have to spend a ton of money in the offseason. They didn't really do that. They just re-signed their own guys. This draft is going to have to be really important. They're going to have to only draft offensive players, which they did. And outside of the one at the top, it doesn't really look like you hit on any of them.
No, but if he's what he looks like he is, I don't think you'll really be remembering it, honestly.
I know, but that doesn't make me feel great about their upcoming drafts.
That's where I agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't care as much if you missed on these and like, I prefer you would have hit on some of those. Absolutely.
Sure. We all would, yeah.
But it's not that they're not good. It's that I now wonder, are you the person I want making the next set of really important picks, which you can't miss again. Everybody has bad drafts, and if you draft a Hall of Famer or an All-Pro, that's a good draft, in my opinion. Even if it's just the one, that was a good draft. This time, I'm going to need a little bit more than that because one of them has to be more than just the one guy up top, right? Because then the timeline doesn't work. Because then by the time you finally fill out the roster, well, now Gonzalez needs to be paid, and then May needs to be paid, and now the money's not fitting. And, like, you need to do something in a more expedited.
Right now, those are the only two guys that deserve to get paid. So
yeah.
It might be easier than you think.
Yeah, but next spring, if they hit on it, you can – maybe that's – if you can hit a couple free agents, let's just say 3-3. If you add six players that you feel really good about next spring, 3 in free agency and 3 in the draft, that's you just took a jump up.
That could be a franchise transforming offseason.
Right. Yes, in addition to Barmore and Gonzalez and May and these other guys that you have, now all of a sudden maybe we're looking at it. Because you just said it. I I'm half joking, but I'm not really joking. If Drake May was the quarterback of the Jets, I think they're an absolute playoff contender and maybe a Super Bowl contender. You're going to tell me he couldn't make plays to Devontae Adams and Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall and, that's a lot of talent around him
Absolutely.
The way he's playing. Mm-hmm. If he rolling out and Devontae Adams is the one doing the scramble drill and getting open down the field, not Tyquan Thornton.
It's the Jets, though. They'd figured out a way to screw him up.
I'm starting to actually believe that.
There would be something that happened that would just be like, Drake May, he's a Jet. You know, this is what's going
to
happen here.
I don't believe I've ever done this before. I don't believe I've ever apologized to you people, but you people were right. When you people told me this offseason the Jets are going to Jets no matter what, the Jets have absolutely Jets. You people were right.
They are
I apologize.
All over the place.
I'll never doubt you when it comes to the Jets again. Everything else you people say, I'll ignore.
All right, let's go to Ray and Revere. Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, guys, listen, I think Drake May was the best player on the field yesterday. When he left the field, the game had no entertainment value. And, Andy, I don't agree with you. You can't get just the third pick in the draft right and blow the rest of the draft. That's not the way you build teams in the NFL. And, you know, for that matter, guys, there are other teams that took very different approaches. And, you know, if we're setting this thing up to say, well, you know, if they get it right next year and hit on a few guys in free agency, my question is, why didn't they do it this year? Okay? And frankly, guys, I actually think Robert Kraft should call the networks and have them stop putting him in the middle of these broadcasts, because if that product is inexcusably bad, and he owns it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's got to be out there.
I kind of agree. But I think I would want them to stop.
Stop putting me on camera?
Like, it made a lot of sense for, 20 years. But now there is, and he's aware of this. Mm-hmm. He's always aware. There's a pretty negative sentiment about his leadership and the decisions he's made and the dynasty, all the layers to it, right? Even up until recently, the comments to the Breakfast Club. I think we could be like, maybe we go a couple games without showing me. Right. This week he actually had the boost. He had the legend of Adam Vinatieri sitting next to him. But it turned into shots because people were like, is he not using the phone books he used to sit on anymore? The high throne seat that he – maybe just step up. Because they don't do it to everybody, do they?
Every owner?
I don't feel like they do.
I don't think so.
Do they put Clark Hunt every time?
I don't. Well, no, they show Taylor Swift. Yeah, they're not showing the owner. They have this celebrity girlfriend there that they show.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, they show Jerry. I feel like they show Woody Johnson in Jets games. They cut to him, didn't they?
So maybe they do
every
owner.
They cut to him, but Kraft is also much more
Steve Bisciotti. Do they do Steve Bisciotti every game?
Kraft is much more visible than most of the other owners in the league, I would say.
Aren't they all sitting in luxury boxes?
Yeah, they are, but Robert Kraft's like out there doing other things. Like Robert Kraft, I feel like, is a much more visible owner than, say, Shad Khan or pretty much anybody other than Jerry. I think that he puts himself out there with his production company and sort of all this other stuff. It revolves around him. He's in the documentaries. He's always in front of the camera. Like he's much more visible than these other people.
The dynasty, though, is a big part of that.
Right, but that still has catapulted him into the spotlight.
My guess is like Clark Hunt, when they start doing the retroactive, you know, reliving of the Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes era, will be behind the camera a lot and in front of the camera a lot, like being seen, right?
Yeah, probably.
Because
he's
part of the story. Now, maybe not as big a part of the story. I don't know what he'll do. I kind of agree with Ray. If I were Robert Kraft, I might send a little, because he's on the TV committee. He knows everybody.
Yep.
Maybe just email the producer and be like, you know what? Why don't we take a couple weeks off? See where things go before we put me back on
maybe.
Camera.
I also don't expect him to be like, hey, I want less screen time. I want people to see less of this.
What does he need screen time for?
Because he likes to be out there, I think. I think that's important to him.
What do you get out of it? He's got like $8 billion, $11 billion it's up to or something.
I know. Am I wrong? You think he doesn't like being on TV?
No, I think he does.
I think he does too.
But right
now, I don't think he's going to call the league and say, hey, stop putting me on TV. I just don't think that's in his nature.
I think I would.
Well, okay. You get a call up there to the Glazer and the Hammer and see if they can get a
although he looks good. If you just want to go by looks.
He looks fantastic.
He looks tremendous.
He really does.
I would like to look that good when he, what is he, 83?
Early 80s, yeah.
Early 80s. Early if 80s. I am looking and moving like that, I will be very happy, but I think I'll probably have been dead for 10 years.
All right, well, you know. Fingers crossed. No, I'm
that's hurtful.
That was,
all I said is your
mean.
Brain.
I'm sorry, that was me.
Your brain should go to be studied because you have had a bunch of concussions.
I have. Yes.
I didn't wish when. I didn't say I hope it gets studied very soon.
That's true. You didn't. I don't know. You teed it up for me. I couldn't let it go.
Wow.
Steve is in Fall River before the break. Hi, Steve.
Hi, guys. When I sat across from their box in the stadium in the club seats, this was that they had a lot of night games. Remember in the 2000s.
I certainly remember that. Yes.
Theirs was the only box that was lit. And you could see what? In. And I remember saying to a friend of mine, I said, look,
everybody else was sitting in the dark, Steve? What are you talking about? All the other boxes weren't lit?
Everybody else was in the dark, and you could see into their box.
I don't think that's true.
Like, look at me. And I said, look, it's the Last Supper. Anyway, Drake May's the youngest quarterback in the league. And he's not as big as Josh Allen. And guess what? He's not a Josh Allen because he wouldn't have a concussion if he was. Josh Allen is an inch taller and 15 pounds heavier. So was.
Wait, did you just say he wouldn't have a concussion if he was Josh Allen? How does that make any sense?
Right. Because Josh Allen's indestructible and this guy's not.
Josh Allen's had concussions before.
Like, what are you talking about?
I remember Josh Allen got hit so hard they brought him to the sideline with smelling salts, and they still took him out of the game. He's gotten hit before. Come on.
Here's the deal.
He's bigger and stronger than Drake May. I agree with you, but he gets hit.
Okay, but Drake May is young. Drake May needs to – they would write – he would have benefited. And you guys are fluffing off this concussion considering it's the same day that the other guy in our division came back from his third concussion.
Yeah.
I wish he had a shoulder problem. I wish he had a twisted ankle. I don't want to hear about a concussion. And guess what? Brady wasn't ready to play in 2000. Of course he wasn't going to break the lineup. He made big strides in the weight room, in a professional workout program. And in the end, that probably would have been better for Drake May. It's a very bad thing that he had a concussion. It's not a good thing. And he's not Josh Allen. He's not a poor man's Josh Allen.
All right, thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate it. All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it. We know. Can you imagine spending all that money on a suite?
And doesn't it come with lights?
You got to sit there in the dark.
Aaron Rodgers would like it.
Turn the light on, guys? No, sorry. Only the owner's box gets lights.
You got to embrace the darkness.
Also, there's no running water. There's no food. There's no
bathrooms.
Chairs.
Nope.
Nothing. I'm just, you know, it's a lot of money, but we can't afford it. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Quick break. We'll be right back. And when we come back, Jacoby Brissett. Are we okay with him potentially starting another game here? And what's wrong with those New York Jets? We'll get to that next.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app